painting a picture in the reader's mind. Good writers, like Rocket, use descriptive words in writing a story. Instead of writing, "The owl had eyes and a beak," Rocket wrote, "The owl had friendly eyes and a beak the color of a buttercup." Rocket used descriptive words to help paint a picture in the reader's mind. Words that describe nouns, like eyes and beak, are called adjectives. Adjectives can describe what something or someone sounds like, smells like, looks like, tastes like, or feels like. Look back at the word tree that you created in the first writing idea. What adjectives can you use to help paint a picture in the reader's mind? Click the image below to download and print the chart. Write down the words that are nouns that you found in the first writing idea in the first column. Think back to the words that you found and ask yourself the following questions. What did it look like? What did it smell like? What did it taste like? What did it feel like? What did it sound like? Keep in mind that you may not be able to answer all of the questions depending on what the noun is. Write down the adjectives that describe each word in the second column. After you have filled in the second column, get out your word tree that you created in the first writing idea and draw/color a picture of the word using the adjectives you have written down. For example, if your word was bug, you could draw a picture of a small, red, slimy bug. Once you have drawn a picture, go back and revise the story you wrote in the first writing idea. Add in the adjectives that you used to describe the words in your story. After you have edited your story, read the story to a friend to see if you painted a picture in the reader's mind.